Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons, and this is the podcast you all love. So today, we're going to be talking about my car. So I'm not exactly 15 yet. My parents wanted to get it for me for my birthday. What's it called? So I'm not old enough yet. They just wanted it to be like an early birthday present, so I'll be able to start driving it when I'm old enough. But I'm not there yet. But yeah, but anyway, this car that I have is a 2022 Mazda CX-30. And we're gonna actually talk about that. Now, I know I don't talk about cars on my podcast, but this is gonna be about the technologies behind this car. So what we talk about, like the radio and all that. So let me go ahead and plug in my phone here. If I do that, will it? Okay, so I think my phone is plugged in. Hello? Okay, I guess I'm still here. For some reason the Apple CarPlay is not pulling up. But yeah, this does have Apple CarPlay. I swear if there is. I guess I'm gonna have to unplug this, so hang on one second.
Adam, they make up everything.
Sorry guys, this keeps cutting out. But anyway, it's really cool, so I can basically use Hello, you gonna turn off my light. Okay. So I think I'm talking to my car. But anyway, I can also so I also have like WhatsApp and Spotify and all that on here. So I can go and let it navigate. So if I go on Waze, I just go to Google Maps, and I can ask it to navigate. Let's navigate it to, let's just do gas stations. I want to search up, but I want to do it out of my state, so that way my, let's just do it to Disney World. I don't know. Let's do it to New York. How about that? So we'll do like Times Square. T I M E Times Square. All right. And then you should listen to this. Hang on. Here we go. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Wait, testing. Okay. I don't, the sound's not going through. Probably because I'm on. So let's exit. So it's pretty cool. And then if we go to Mazda. Now it's on the main interface. So you get entertainment. It says Pandora. So my phone is actually connected to the car right now. So you got information, entertainment, communication, navigation, and then settings. So information, that's just the fuel efficiency, and then monitor, and then vehicle status monitor. The entertainment, we have FM, AM, Pandora, Bluetooth, Apple CarPlay, and then you can turn the audio off. And then, communication was unavailable during CarPlay. Navigation, you got to enter in an SD, a Mazda SD card. Settings, so you go to settings, we'll do in-vehicle displays. I am talking kind of loud in my car right now. Because, and then connectivity settings, we got our smart connectivity. We have Apple CarPlay, so we have Apple CarPlay settings. So this has a whole bunch of phones on here. We're gonna delete all these devices. Delete. It's very easy to use. So the Mazdas, the radio is not a touch screen. It's actually controlled by this little dial. And basically, you kind of turn around, turn the dial to navigate on the radio, which is kind of neat. I kind of rather prefer this over. They say it's on average takes about 2 weeks to actually get accustomed to it. But yeah, wait, hold on. So yeah, and this does have built-in Wi-Fi, but you do have to pay for it. Unfortunately, but yeah. You have your sound settings. So your system settings. Let's see, use grace note, utilizes. Connected services, so we have software update. Let's see, does it even have any software updates? Check for software updates. No software update. So we're all up to date. I will say the interface, the UI on the main radio is very user friendly. So it's pretty simple. There's nothing really fancy. There's just like 5 menus to go in. And we go ahead and turn on the car. No, I'm not gonna rev it up, but we're just gonna just turn on where like the AC and all that turns on. And y'all should hear my car turning on. Let's get a little bit of heat going on. Alright. Okay. So yeah. So on the steering wheel, we have our volume control. So you can turn the volume up or down. Resources, which so we can skip. So source. I don't know. That's our cruise control. I'm not gonna bother with that. Info. So we can change, because in the middle. Hang on. And also some really cool safety features in this car. There are blind spot monitors. So basically, with the blind spot monitors, you can actually, let me turn my headlights off and on. With the blind spot monitors, like whenever there's a car coming up behind you in your blind spot, it will actually show on your radio or on your, because in the center display that is on the speedometer, it's actually digital, so it's like a screen, so I can customize what it looks like. So in there, and then on your window, there's a little orange LED triangle that lights up, and if that any of those go off, that means that there's a car coming up in your blind spot. Now, you know what a blind spot is? Basically, it's where you cannot see at a certain point. So maybe you don't see any cars, like maybe when you're changing lanes. Basically, when you change your lane, it will notify you if there's a car, so now, so then you'll get to know when you're passing. You still want to look, of course, and not be a lazy person. That's just more like an assistant to help you. The parking brake on here is really cool, so let me go and turn on my light. So, something cool about the technology down here is, something really cool is that, the parking brake, so you know, if you have a parking brake, it's like down, like where your left foot is, like next to the brake, that little pedal you push out and push out. But with this, it's just a little lever. So kind of like your the things where you roll up your windows, the little switches. That's basically the same thing. So you pull it up to put it, the parking brake on. Then push it down to turn it off. Which I think that's kind of cool. Also, some other technologies is that actually, when you're about to go off into the lane, your steering wheel will automatically turn and get you right back into your lane. So, since it's the yellow line or the white line, it will actually notice it, and then it'll start to drift you right into your space, and your wheel's going to kind of vibrate a little bit. If it vibrates, do not worry, because that's the feature. Okay. So, that's kind of cool. Other than that, that's pretty much it, basically, on all, like, the technologies on here. Yeah. So, the Apple CarPlay is really useful. Now, if you're wondering, if you're starting to drive, you're probably wondering, which navigation app should I use? There's Google Maps, Apple Maps, and then Waze. Those are, like, the most popular ones. But you're wondering, which one is the best, which one do you recommend? Well, I would recommend Waze, because you can customize, like, you can customize your car, you can record a voice for voice commands, so, like, when it tells you to turn left or turn right, you can do that, but it does not do road names, and I'm sure, and I know a lot of people like hearing road names, but yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it, basically, on this car. I will say you do have two USBs in here and then one car charger. And they are both located in the little glove box. Not glove box. The armrest on in the passenger and the front seat. So there's a little lever. Wait, let's see if you can hear it. So you just pull it back, and then you just lift it up. There's two, so on the very right, you'll see the car charger, then two regular USB type A's, and then to the next to that is the SD card for navigation. This did not come with an SD card. Actually, let me check. Hang on. Yeah, I don't feel... Well, it's probably not even worth it, because I'm just going to use Waze anyway. Okay. It's a smaller SUV. I really, 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 like, really, really, really recommend it. Let me just go back to Apple CarPlay here for a second. Yeah, right now I'm on Google Maps. I don't want Google Maps. I want Waze. Yeah, like on Waze, you can customize what your car looks like. I feel like it just has way more customizations. I was so surprised to see how many apps are actually compatible. Like I said, for the little buttons and all that, here, let me do a little ASMR real quick. Hang on. So those are all the buttons. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the car. And yes, I have taken this within a lot of takes, but like I said, the all the buttons, all that, it takes, they say it on average takes about 2 weeks to get used to it, but I'm used to it now. You have so many apps on here. There's a radio app I really recommend. It's called Audacy, which is basically a radio app. I would say it's kind of better than iHeartRadio because I feel like it's kind of hard to find your station on iHeartRadio. Although it's actually kind of good, but Audacy is good. I'll tell you how to spell it. It's Audacy. Says in the settings, there's really not many things in here. Just more like a wallpaper. So you go to settings. We can just do just a black. And we got, so you change the wallpaper on your, Apple CarPlay, and then it has driving focus, activate with Apple CarPlay, because I do have a driving focus, so it will announce messages. Announce options, announce new messages, remember previous setting. Let's just do announce new messages and then back. And then the appearance, you do dark or bright. Always show dark maps. Yes. Siri and suggestions. Nothing really. There's nothing to really play with the settings on here, honestly. All right, guys, that's pretty much it. Also, one more thing on the widgets, it shows like your map and then search where you want to go, or and then like what you're listening to, what music. So it tells you like what music you're listening to and all that. So, you guys, thank y'all so much for listening to this. Now, press buttons. Y'all should get this car. It's really good. Peace out, broskies.